Miley Cyrus is Jaded. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, 17 past 9 on a Friday morning. Tomorrow is Saturday. Lots of stuff happens on Saturdays, especially things that are fun, things that you can attend, festivals, fairs, gatherings of all sort. We've got our friends here from the city of Hodgenville. We've got Sandy here from the Chamber of Commerce. We've also got Daniel, who holds like 14 different titles over there. This is the kickoff of the Entertainment District in downtown Hodgenville, which I was not aware has actually been up and running for a little bit, but this is just the official big blast kickoff tomorrow.
That's correct. Starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to run to 11 o'clock at night, 12 hours of music and comedy. Lincoln Jamboree was supposed to kick off with the show. They've had some situations. They've hosted out another one, so we're going to have from 11:30 to 2 o'clock Josh McMillan and the Honky Tonk Wranglers. And then if anybody's watched American Idol, you might have seen Alex Miller. He's going to be on there from 2 to 4. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Limestone Creek. 5 to 6, we have a new comedy club in town called the Top Tier Venue. They're going to do a little skit between that. And then 6 to 8, we're going to have Loading Boys. And then at 8 o'clock, if anybody used to follow Hook around, they're back on it. So they'll be taking the show at 8 o'clock.
It's going to be a big, big bunch of folks being able to enjoy downtown Hodgenville. Who's going to speak about the Entertainment District area? Like, where is this? Can you describe to me the streets that this covers and what the overlay is?
Well, we just recently extended it to make it bigger. There's several streets within it. Now, as officially of Tuesday morning, it covers the Creekfront Park, downtown square. It runs to the city limits on West Main on both sides and follows West High Street on top of the hill of the square.
That's a large entertainment area.
Yes.
So how many businesses on a normal operating day does that involve that have alcohol sales?
Right now, just two. The Top Tier hasn't got their license yet, so I would say in the next 45 days we'll have three. Right now you have Honest Aid's Bar and then the 16th Restaurant that has alcohol sales.
So, also, when you guys are having festivals, like, you know, you had barbecue and bikes last weekend, and then you guys have got this tomorrow, this covers that and allows you to have beer sales and people can walk freely throughout that district with the cup in their hand.
That's correct. And then it's not just events. The schedule is actually Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So during that time frame, you're able to, you know, if you have lunch at the 16th and you want to walk around, you're not finished with your beverage yet. They got a special cup they'll give you, and you just walk out the door and walk around the square.
Now, the cup doesn't cost any extra, right?
That's correct. Cup is free.
So how do I know what the cup looks like? How do I know what I'm looking for?
So it's a clear plastic cup. It's going to have, if you haven't noticed our signs on the square, it's actually on a water tower. It's Lincoln with a pair of sunglasses on. Can't miss it.
And this is the official kind of look for the alcohol beverage control folks, too.
Yeah, that's the Entertainment Destination Center logo.
Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. Sandy, what do you think this means for downtown? What do you think this is going to look like for Hodgenville? Obviously, you guys have experienced some nice growth the last few years and some beautification and some really cool things have happened down there.
Well, I believe this is just the beginning. This is just the start of several. Daniel has so many great ideas of things, and we've collaborated for the last couple of years since he came into this position. I told the mayor yesterday the best decision he ever made was hiring Daniel, because there are just so many things that we want to see happen, and this is the start of that, and we're going to continue with more concerts, more outside activities. We're hoping to do maybe some outdoor movies, you know, things of that nature. So this is going to be a great opportunity for Hodgenville. We're really excited about it.
And Daniel, back to the way this thing works, obviously all the regular rules of alcohol purchase, sales, and consumption for the state of Kentucky still apply.
That's correct. Your level of intoxication, all that, I mean, it's still going to be taken into account. You know, you can't be down there and be heavily intoxicated. It's going to be policed heavily all the time. Hodgenville Police Department works hard on that to make sure that we keep a family-friendly town. You know, the entertainment destination, some people think it's just about the huckle. It's not. You know, we still want the families to be able to be down there, be comfortable and be down there. So,
now this event tomorrow, again, we've got comedy, we've got live music, of all different kinds of live music. Is there a cost for people to attend?
No, absolutely free. Just bring a chair and bring a friend.
Now, what about parking?
So parking, if anybody's familiar with the Lincoln Days, it's kind of going to be in the same aspect. Just kind of find your own parking spot. There's no charge for parking unless somebody, a private individual, is going to do that. I'm not aware of it. We do have Creekfront Park set as overflow, so if it gets too bad, then we will shift and try to get everybody to the Creekfront Park.
Now, where will the actual music be staged at?
Downtown Lincoln Square. The stage will be set between the Masonic Lodge and the Sweet Shop.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Thank you guys both so much for coming in. Looking forward to doing more with you guys and finding out more about all the cool things happening in Hodgeville. If people want to find out more or follow you guys, how do they find you?
We have City Hodgeville Facebook page, and you can always get on our website, www.cityofhodgevilleky.com.
All right. And we are Quixie 98.3.